at Iowa. We've got Waco High School and North Mahaska football getting ready to kick off. We've got about 12:45 to go here. Your pregame, give a shout-out to the guys here in the booth. We finally, at week three, we finally get a spot in a booth after a 98-degree day, and actually doesn't feel too terribly bad, but we're gonna tough it out with these guys here tonight. So we thank you for tuning in. KIIC.6, the live feed on KIIC.com. Also, if you want from your smartphone or your tablet, log on to your app store, either the Google or Android app store, and download the Thunderbolt KIIC app. Choose live feed number 6. Grandma, grandpa, cousins, brothers, anybody around the world is going to be able to hear North Mahaska football all season long as we bring you Friday Night Lights here on KIIC. We've got 12:06 to go here to kick off. Captains did meet. North Mahaska won the toss, deferred to the second half, so Waco's going to be taking the opening kickoff here as we get started. I want to thank a lot of people picked up some new sponsors here this week, so we want to thank everybody for making it possible. Crowell Antiques, they're in New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon. Gardner Collier Jewelry, I've been working on that one. I stumbled through that one the first couple of weeks. So Gardner Collier Jewelry, American Cleaning, they're in Oskaloosa, Medigap Pharmacy, Brian Seed Company, Lloyd's U.S. Cellular, Hello Better with Lloyd's U.S., Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa, Community First Credit Union, we picked up this week. We want to thank them for helping sponsor the show. Great to have everyone. Maple Ridge for Assisted Living and Memory Care in Oskaloosa. Eastmark and Grocery there in New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon and Proline Building Company for helping us out with the broadcast here tonight. If you tuned in earlier tonight, we had the pregame here on KIIC with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Jay Mill. I know the battle for Highway 5. I tell you what, I'm going to introduce Tom Jenkinson's here with me tonight. He's been scouting for me the first couple of weeks. We finally got him a headset and a microphone, so
yeah, it's good to be here.
It's good to have time and an extra set of eyes watching out while we get started here tonight. I want to take a look. I think Albie and Sheraton got underway a little earlier. A battle for Highway 5. And I take it back. Sigourney and Pekin had started already. Their game time was kept. Got Pekin 6-0 over Sigourney Kyoto right now in the first quarter. But we'll go through the starting lineups here for North Mahaska. North Mahaska on offense. Number 7 quarterback senior Justin Richards. Richards coming off of a couple of pretty good games. Kind of back and forth with Coach Aaron here this week. You know, if the Warhawks can put 4 complete quarters together, I think they're gonna really have a shot. We've definitely got some tougher teams. I know that Lindell-Sully team, Tom. Lindell-Sully, Pekin, some of the other schools we got here later on this season, really throwing, just take a look, that Brooklyn team, Montezuma, Lindell-Sully, Pleasantville. It's going to be a tough late part of the season. We'll go through here. But our starting lineups, down number 7, quarterback senior Justin Richards. Number 9, running back Carson Stogdale. Probably going to be calling his number a lot tonight. You know, Tom, it seems like in the last couple of weeks they've really kind of rode him good or bad, and he's had
They've been running him pretty good. He's been running the ball pretty well last week. I think in the first half he had 82 yards rushing and a couple of yards receiving.
You know, running that wing back offense, Carson's kind of been, number 9 has been the number that's been called a lot. Gage Simmons, wing back number 10 junior, making his first start of the season. Couple changes on the offensive side here for Coach Aaron and the Warhawks. Number 33 fullback Trey Rutledge, the junior. Number 8 split end junior Trent Wanders. I know that there again, Wanders, we called his name a lot last week. They got down late and started passing the ball, and he came down with some big receptions. Just came up a little bit short.
Yeah, usually whenever they're passing, they're looking towards number 8, Trent Wanders. I gotta say, number 33. Rutledge, he's been running the ball pretty well this year, too. So.
Yep, they do that quick handoff off left tackle, right tackle. Rutledge has been getting the ball pretty well. On the offensive line, 71 center, senior Taylor Redbone. Number 51 offensive tackle, Colton Davis. Sophomore, he's back on the offensive tackle side of the ball. One of the lone sophomores, the lone sophomore on the offensive side of the ball. We've got another sophomore out there on defense. Offensive tackle, junior Austin Lanphier. Guard junior Dakota Hudnut, offensive guard junior Zeb Williams. Zeb making his first start of the season as well. Another one of the changes that Coach Aaron's made on the offense side of the ball to see if they can get the right formula. You know, between penalties and penalties and mental mistakes. It seems like the last couple of weeks they've had a tough time with it.
Yeah, there's been a few sacks, and they really haven't been turning the ball over due to fumbles. But last week, I know Richard had a couple of interceptions. Hopefully, we can avoid that for tonight.
Okay, we're gonna pause here as they get ready, and Waco Band's gonna give us our national anthem here. Thank you to the Waco High School Band for the national anthem. We got about 6 minutes to go here before kickoff. Last one on that offensive side, tight end Chase Kohler, and there's another one. They got down here the last 2 weeks and started passing the ball in the second half. Kohler's been another good target for Richards.
You know, he's been getting open in the flats and being able to catch the ball. He's got some good hands, and hopefully he can turn around and make some positive yards for us.
Yep. So we'll see how they start out tonight. You know, the last two games, I know, 0-2 is not how Coach Arrett would have planned the season to start out, but first week against Belle Plaine, they got down. They had to come back late. Last week we got on the board first. Into the first half, GMG kicked a couple field goals, a 38-yard field goal last week for GMG, which by high school standards, at least where I'm from, that's a pretty good field. I know, Tom, you've got a soccer background, and I don't think I could line up and kick a 10 or 15-yard field goal at this point.
Well, back when I was in high school, the football team was kicking, 30 and 40-yard field goals, but, it was very rare to see him constantly, and this guy was actually hitting him pretty good and pretty constant.
You know, and he did in the first half, and then the second half they lined up and kicked a couple more, and he didn't miss him that much, but he did miss a couple in the second half for GMG. So we'll go through the defensive starters here for North Mahaska. They're going to be starting off on defense. They deferred to the second half. 71, defensive end, senior Taylor Lutgold. Number 23, defensive end, senior Aaron Booner. Number 51, defensive tackle, they're getting a sophomore, Colton Davis. As a sophomore, playing both sides of the ball for Colton Davis, shows Coach Ertz has got a lot of faith in him as a sophomore starting both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think it's good that he's bringing up some sophomores and freshmen to get them some playing time to hopefully improve on the team over the future years.
Yep, and that brings up a good point. We've got a freshman starting here on defense. We'll get to him in just a minute. But only five seniors on this Wohawk team. Five seniors all playing on the defensive side of the ball. I believe Paul Peter is the only one that's not playing on the offensive side of the ball, but certainly giving the juniors and sophomores a chance. Gets us down to defensive tackle junior Austin Lampier rounding out the defensive line. Linebackers in this 4-4 set for the Warhawks. Linebacker number 85, senior Chase Kohler. They're again playing both ways. 24, that senior Brock Holpeter, I tell you what, Tommy, seems like about every other play or every two or three plays in a row, Polpeter's name gets called. He's good at finding the ball and making something happen.
Yeah, that Polpeter, every single play, I think he was in on the tackles or he was somewhere close. Chase Kohler was right there with him, too, most of the time.
Yep, Polpeter, I have a feeling we're probably going to call his name quite a bit here tonight, too. Linebacker 18, this is a freshman, Andrew Dumont, starting his first game of the season for Coach Harris' defense. Game number 3, 0-2, it may be time to kind of call an audible here and see if we can get something going. The last linebacker there, junior AJ Hubler, number 13, running out for 4-4 defense, four linebackers, four defensive linemen. In the secondary for the defense, number 7, quarterback senior Justin Richards. They're again playing both sides of the ball for Justin. Number 12, quarterback sophomore Jacob Bortel. Another sophomore there. Some of these younger guys starting to make a name for themselves. Starting in their second year of high school. Number 8, safety junior Trent Wanders. On that one, we'll wind it down here inside right around 2 minutes before kickoff. But tell you what, we've seen some good, we've seen some bad. I really think if the Warhawks can put four complete quarters together, we had two pretty good quarters against Belle Plaine. We had two pretty good quarters against GMG. Take it away, GMG. I think they played pretty solid all four quarters. It's just some mental lapses, penalties. Last bat, I was trying to think back, there was one, a punt return, 55 yards for a touchdown.
55-yard punt return.
I mean, that's stuff you gotta put somebody on whoever got the ball and stop them here. High school football doesn't take long.
That's true. We got some score updates.
What offensive score updates?
Well, we got Wayne and Twin Cedars. Wayne is ahead of Twin Cedars, 7-6.
Okay, way over Twin Cedars there.
Pekin is over Sigourney Kyoto. That's in the second quarter.
Okay.
Oh, let's see. We also have West Burlington Notre Dame at Van Buren, 7-0.
7-0 there. And, of course, if any of you guys turned into the pregame show, we've got the battle for it was the battle for Highway 5. This is what they just said, Albia versus Centerville here tonight. So, KIIC, we're the only station – I dare to say the only station in the area. We may be the only station in the United States that's going to broadcast 9 games in one night. And we've been doing it. This is week. We'll call it week 2. This is week 3 for us. North Mahaska kicked it off early, as most of you guys probably heard on KIIC Radio, Thunder Country 96.7. They're the only. We got all the scores. We're on one station. Join us after tonight's show. It's the Locker Room Show live from the White Buffalo in Albia. That's going to be immediately following the action. We're going to talk to all the coaches from all the games here across Southern Iowa. I know last week, Tommy, when we were headed back from Garland, we got on and got to talk a little late. But we're the only station that's going to give you 6 hours of high school football on a Friday night. So
that is true.
It's going to be tough to find. So as we get lined up here, we're going to set the clock here for the first quarter. Stockton will roll his back to receive the kick here. He's getting the ball set on the tee. We're going to kick off week number 3 of Friday Night Lights. We'll get the defensive starters here for Waco after we get the ball. He drops his arm. Kick is up. Low line drive kick down past the 20. Kick it up about the 10. Drops it. He's going to get caught back right about the 10-yard line. He's met by 3, 4, 5. 5 Warriors bring him down inside the 10-yard line.
I think he's at the 5-yard line.
Boone and Janicek making the tackle for Waco.
Looks like they gave him forward progress on that.
Forward progress, that's the 9-yard line. That's going to give the Warhawks 1st and 10 from the 9-yard line. 11:52 to go here in the first quarter. Defensive starters for this Warrior team. Richard's going to break huddle, come up. 3 backs behind him, high formation. Richards takes the snap, hands off left to Stockhill. Stockhill, what's the gap? Might have got a happy yard. Hawkins and Black on the stop there for Waco. Got about a yard, that's going to give him 2nd and 9. Second 9 to go here in the first quarter for the Warriors and the Warhawks. I may fumble that a time or two tonight. A lot of Richards under center. Man in motion coming far side to near side. Ball middle of the field. Quick handoff to Rutledge up the gut. Rutledge is going to get up past the 15. 15 and a half, close to the 16. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down for the Warhawks. Give me a chance to give you the defensive starters here for the Waco Warriors. Defensive end number 28, sophomore Mason Barnhart. Defensive end, number 74, senior Parker Ferguson. Defensive tackle, the two tackles here, number 62 and 54, senior Michael Stutzman and junior Josh Shoemaker. The Warhawks break the huddle here. Oh, quick to the ball. Hits near side. Stogill. Stogill across the 15. Flag on the play here. We're going to stop the clock with 10:42 to go. Stogill took the pitch to the right side. Warhawks taking the ball left to right as you face your radio here. It's going to be a holding against North Mahaska. I'll tell you what, Tommy, the penalties in the first 2 weeks. First series here, now another penalty. It's hard to pick up positive yards when you keep moving back. Penalty declined by Waco here. That's going to bring up a fourth down, and fourth down we'll call it four from Warhawks on 15-yard line. I'll probably put Richards back to punt here.
Richards is good at punt, looks like.
Richards going to punt. Richards takes a snap on his own five, takes a step. Good leg into that one, up past the 50-yard line. On the far side, around the far right side, up past the 45 to 40, 35-30 block. Brought down on the 20-yard line. Of North Mahaska, a great return.
Number 23. I believe that's Madison.
That was Hazeltine. Hazeltine took that kick near side here, turned it around past the 50, brought it up the other side all the way up to the 20. That's going to give a short field here for Waco. Waco, far side of the field. Looks like you got a player that needs to tie the shoe here.
Oh, he's heading off.
Heading off. Faulty equipment somewhere with his shoe. Okay, that was 50. That was heading that running off there. Could bring on Skyler Meyer. I think it's Skyler Meyer that they brought in here.
Yeah, that is.
The Warriors, far side of the field, 20-yard line. In off left side. Ocken makes it around the left edge. Ocken's into the secondary pass. Spin five. Touchdown, Waco. Touchdown, Bryce Ocken. First snap after a great punt return by Hazeltine. Set up Ocken on the score. That's going to be 6-0 Warriors with 10:07 to go here in the first quarter.
Looks like the Warhawks didn't contain the outside. They let him run right off to the outside.
He got him in the second level. Stockton was the only man between him and the goal line, and Ocken ran right by him. Waco's going to line up for the extra point here. Number 11, Isaac Black, in for the point after. Kicks up. We're going far right on that one. Somebody may have got a hand on that one. It's pretty low. No good on the PAT. That leaves with Waco 6, North Mahaska 0, with 10:07 to go here in the first quarter. Gives us a chance. Tom, if you want to check some scores, I'm going to thank some of our sponsors here. Crowley Antiques. Crowley Antiques is where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques here in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl, they'll find it for you. Crowley Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon. McGriff's of New Sharon, for all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, and so much more. McGriff's, your farm and home supply store in South Central Iowa, proud to support the New Sharon High School Athletics. Tell you what, we're going to have to play 2 minutes. I mean, we're already 6-0. This is not the way Coach Aaron and the Warhawks want to start off here.
No, I don't think they want to start off 6-0. We got a score update. West Burlington, Notre Dame, 21, and Van Buren is 0.
21-0, Notre Dame. Waco's going to line up to kick here. Stigel Rutledge back to Becker C. Comes up, kick is up, and great kick. Stigel to about his own 1 yard line into the end zone. That's going to be a touchback for the Warhawks. That's going to give him starting position up on the 20. Tell you what, that first kick, he might have let that one go too, because he get back that first one, he fumbled up about the 10 and didn't get much return. So as the Waco cheerleaders do their push-ups, it's 6-0 here, Waco, with 10:07 to go in the first quarter. Richards in the hole. Warhawks moving left or right as you face your radio. Ball middle of the field, receiver short, near side here, two backs behind Richards. Richards takes the snap, quick hand off to Rowledge up the left side. Rowledge back up to the line of scrimmage, didn't get much. Janicek on the tackle for Waco. second down and 10 for the Warhawks here with 9:49 to go in the first quarter. Quick handoff. I tell you what, that quick handoff to Rutledge and then that pitch to Stockton kind of seems to be their go-to plays, and Waker wasn't having any of it. They caught him in the line of scrimmage and brought him down. Look at Janicek there on the stop. Ball middle of the field, wide receivers, four wide receivers, two far side, two near side, one Stockton back next to Richards. Richards, high snap. Quick handoff. Richards is going to take it. That's half the line of scrimmage. Going to pick up one, maybe two. Maybe two, giving him four progress. Janicek in on the stop for the Warriors. Given two, that's going to be third down and 8 here. Ronnie down about 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Waco taking their only play so far here in the first quarter in for a score. So Waco up 6-0 on the Warhawks.
I think it's going to be a ground game on this game.
Sure looks like it. Four receiver set again for the Warhawks. Stockton back next to Richards. Ball middle of the field. Richards takes it.
Oh, we got a penalty
pass out. Oh, overthrows. I think it was Kohler on the...
Yeah, that was Chase Kohler on that one.
He had him. Took the snap. Quick pitch out to Kohler and just out of Kohler's reach on the far side. That's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth down eight. That's going to bring the Warhawks in the kick here. Richard's going to be back. Hazelfine took the first kick and returned it all the way back to Hoya. High snap. Richards gets it, takes a snap. Kicks up. Not a bound. Hazelfine lets it go over. That bounces it half 40 ounce. The gray Warhawk pass back inside the 30-yard line for Waco. Hazelfine would have had a tough chance to try and catch that as it went right over his head. 27-yard line of Waco. They're going to take over here first and 10. Okay, 8:35 to go here in the first quarter. Leading at 6-0. That's going to give us another quick chance to thank some more of our sponsors as we get set at week 3 of Friday Night Lights. Gardner Collier Jewelry is the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier. They're the one to go to in Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa, and Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. Waco's got the ball near side of the field. Slot receiver short, goes in motion. Takes a snap, handoff to the receiver in motion. We see that the line of scrimmage met by 1, 2, 3, up past the 30-yard line, up to about the 33. Wartell was in on the stop. A couple of different Warhawks in there.
Yeah, there's Trent Wanders in there, and there was...
Wanders was in on the stop, too. Carlson with a nice... with Carlson standing in the huddle, he's about head and shoulders. What do they list Carlson at on here? Carlson, 6'5", running back. So he's a lot of guy to bring down. He got hit the line of scrimmage, he just kept moving. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 6 here for the Warriors. Ball middle of the field, wide receiver far side. Takes a snap, and he fakes the throw.
He's running it up.
Go ahead and keep it moving on the right side, and then the secondary up past the first down marker. Blake taken down by Richards here. That's going to give the Warriors a first down. Looked like he wanted to throw it, kind of faked out the man in the flats, and he took it around that far side.
What would you call that, an option pass right there?
Yeah, kind of like, it looks like he really wanted to, and he saw some green. He made it up for a first down. That's going to give him first to 10 on the 32-yard line. Take about 37.
You know, that's one thing I like to see is a quarterback that's not afraid to run the ball.
Yeah. Ball far side of the field, two backs behind him. Behind Blaine. Quick handoff to the fullback. Cole Peter on the stop. Janicek. Janicek taking it up the right side for 7, close to 8. That's going to bring a 2nd short for the Warriors. 2nd out of 2 from the 46 for the Warriors. The North Mahaska defense having a tough time solving the Warriors here early on. Ball far side of the field, wide receiver on the short side, two backs, slide receiver near. Blake takes it, fakes the handoff. He makes it the right side. And then the backfield, he's pulled down.
Number 13, A.J. Hibbert.
Hibbert in on the stop, in the backfield. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 5. You know, it's good to see him finally get in the backfield and get some negative yards for the Warriors because they're kind of just going to right at him here, and it has a couple good runs in a row. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5 here for the ball on the 43-yard line for the Warriors. Ball far side of the field, wide receiver. Far side on the short side, slot receiver near, two backs behind Blake. Takes a snap, hands off left side. Oh, he tripped up his own guy.
That's a good break for North Mass right there.
Talking with a handoff, but Blake, looked like Blake tripped him up in the backfield. He made it back up to the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Warriors. Warriors going to elect the punt here. Janicek back to punt for the Warriors. They do have a receiver on both sides of the field here.
Wanders and Clay Gleason.
Wanders and Gleason back to receive the kick. High snap. Comes up with a kicks up. Good kick by Janicek. Fair catch around the 30. He's going to let it hit. Ball's going to hit about the 30. Roll inside the 20. Ball's going to be down by Aachen. Let's go to your North Mahaska for the ball. First and 10 on their own 23-yard line. Is that Kohler that let that one bounce?
I think
no, that was Wanders.
That was Wanders.
Wanders came out, made the fair catch signal. Made the fair catch signal, and then he let it bounce, and the ball didn't move much. So
I think that's pretty wise. He had a couple of Warriors.
Around him here. Research comes up the line, two tight ends, three backs behind him. Hand off to Stockdale. Stockdale up past the 25. Didn't get it much past the 25. About half the Warrior defense here to stop him for Stockdale. Going to give us a second down and call it second nine, ball on the 25, close to the 25. Second nine, 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks down 6-0 to the Warriors. Ball on the near side of the field, four wide outs for Richards. Richard was stocked on the back. This is kind of a pistol look.
Oh, look at
that. He goes back to pass. He's going to make it on the left side. Quarterback keeper up past the 30. Up to the 33, maybe close to the 34. Black in on the stop for the Warriors.
That's close to the first down line.
That's the first down. They're going to call third and, they're going to be very sure. They're going to call third and one, but about a half a yard separate from a first down here for the Warhawks. That four receiver set with that kind of pistol and side tail in the back of, they got to it late in the last two games and really got some yards. We got two tight ends, three backs down behind Richard. Richard's going to keep it on the left side. Richard's make it up past the line, up past the 35. It's going to give the Warhawks first down. Hey, that's first down of tonight. You know, we'll take a bunch more of those for the Warhawks.
Yeah, we need a lot of them.
First and 10, ball on the 36 for the Warhawks. 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks down 6-0 to the Warriors. Getting four receivers set. Richards with Stockdale back. Man in motion coming near side of the field. High snap. Face the handoff. Gets out to Stockdale. Stockdale up half line of scrimmage. Oh, Stockdale met with Black. Met him on the left side. Richards got the pitch off. Stockdale made it around. Hit the line of scrimmage. And Black met him there and threw him down. What a stop by Black. Great open field tackle because if he had made it past Black, I think he would have had some room to run on that far side. Got the second nine to go, ball on the 38 with 3:46 to go here in the first quarter. Four wide receivers, pistol set for one high snap. Richards takes it, goes back, got a man open. That's Wanders. Wanders on the near side. Wanders, shoestring tackle by Heseltine. Wanders going to get up. That's going to give us a third and short. Looks like he picked up seven. Third and one, ball on the 46-yard line of North Mahaska. You know, the first two games they've got to that kind of pistol set or four wide receiver set a couple times, and now it looks like Aaron's going to go through here in the first. Quick break to the huddle. Richards up, three down backs. And off the side to the side, in the backfield. Evans there on the stop. They met him in the backfield. That's going to bring up a fourth down for North Mahaska. Every time it seems like we get something going there, the defense comes up with a big play. So
yeah, I've seen it. They've been getting open in the flats, and passing's been looking pretty good. But maybe
Richards back to punt here. Another high snap.
Penalty flag.
Flag flies. Great punt by Richard, sends it down at the 5. Ball's going to be down inside the 5-yard line. We do have a flag down back here about the 34-yard line. Great punt by Richards. Back over Heseltine. Heseltine. Back over Heseltine's head. Guys up here in the booth in Waco keeping us straight on some of the names that we don't know, so we appreciate that.
I was told if we get some of the names wrong, they're going to give us some jabs right in the ribs.
Janacek, as long as we keep getting that one right on that, because this dad's sitting here beside me, so as long as we get Janacek right, they're going to bring us well back. Looks like it's going to be on North Mahaska here. We're going to have a redo here. Legal formation or legal procedure here on the Warhawks. That's going to bring the ball back and cause them to punt again. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Warriors up 6-0.
Well, when they finish, they can do that punt right there.
Really, if Richards can put a boot into it like he did that last one, they had the ball down inside the five. Would have been a great break for the Warhawks. Give their defense a chance to pin the Warriors deep. They stepped it off. Must have been a 10-yard penalty on that. So that's the fourth and 18. It was fourth and three. Fourth and 15, 18. Fourth and a long ways from what they're showing. Oh, Richards is going to foul on it down inside the 5-yard line. What a bad break for the Warhawks.
That's quite a few high snaps come from the center.
Between that pistol formation and our high snap, Richards has been able to come down with quite a few of them, but what a bummer for the Warhawks. They take an absolutely awesome punt, just brought back as a penalty and then a bad snap. That's going to give the Warriors a first down and goal to go on the 5-yard line with 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter, in the first quarter. he's saying to go ahead and get ready to call him into the end zone. We'll see if the Warhawks defense can put something up here. Blake up under center, tight end near side, slot receiver far side, man in motion. All right, Janacek off the right side, Hawking with the ball. He's going to be down right before the second goal to go on the ball on the 1-yard line for the Warriors. Tell you what, Tommy, man, what a bummer. Great kick by the Warhawks on that, thinking we're gonna pin them deep and give our defense a chance. Scoring update here, it looks like Eddieville Blakesburg got on the board first against Linville Sully. That game 6-0 there in the first quarter.
And I know Linville Sully is doing pretty good this year. So
I believe so. Linville Sully is a ranked team. So Warriors going to take the ball middle of the field. And off left side, Hawkins going to make it across.
Touchdown
Warriors, number 32, Hawkins, in from the 1-yard score. With 1:40 to go here in the first quarter, that's Warriors 12, Warhawks 0. Warriors going to line up for the extra point here.
Does that mean the cheerleaders got to do 12 push-ups?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is the Warrior cheerleaders do a push-up for every point. So with the way that the Warriors are starting off in the first quarter, they may have a lot to do by the time tonight's over. Black's going to be lining up to kick the PAT here. Snaps up, ball down. Block. Block's got in there to stop the PAT. So that's one by spot. We've been able to stop two PATs so far tonight in the first quarter. But I tell you, everything seems like it's really swung the Warriors' way. Mahaska got a stop, got the ball back. A couple runs in a row seemed like we were moving the ball. Incomplete pass to Kohler, and then that kick by Richards got him pinned down inside the 5-yard line.
I mean, I think both of the Warriors' touchdowns came within inside the 20-yard line.
The two series, they started in Warhawk territory. The Warriors have been able to punch in the first one up around the 20-yard line. This last one inside the 5-yard line, and then two plays taken in for the score. Tell you what, when you get another good team, which the Warriors coming in 0-1, but you give a good team a short field or even a medium team a short field, it doesn't take much to get on the scoreboard pretty quick. So we're going to stop, go back to receive the kick here. 12-0, Warriors over the Warhawks with 1:40 to go here in the first quarter.
Twin Cedars up on Wayne. It's 14-7.
14-7. That one game's in the second quarter. Here's the kick by the Warriors. Not a great kick by the Warriors. The Warriors with a catch was on the 10, up past the 15, the 20. And a reverse field on the other side. Oh, really? He's messed. He ran up the 20-yard line. Cordell Hume for the Warriors with the stop. Weller's coming up the near side. He took it up to 20 and was going to reverse his field, come around the far side, and he was met there by Hume. So that's going to give the Warhawks first and 10 ball on just past the 20, call it the 21-yard line with 1:34 to go here in the first quarter. Warhawks down 12-0 to the Warriors. Pistol formation again, four wide for
high snap.
High snap over Richards now. They get it back inside the 5-yard line. Richards is going to fire on it. Oh, man, Tommy. I tell you, this is going to be a long night.
Hey.
Oh, now high throw over Richards' head again. So that's going to give. Oh, that's well inside the five. Down about the. Back to the 1-yard line. So second.
Second and a long.
Second, they're going to have to get the ball up past the 30-yard line. Second 30 here. Second 30, second 29. We're kind of discussing here in the booth, but it's taking a long ways. We're also going to take a timeout here and talk this over because that's two snaps in a row over the punter's head on that fourth down play, over Richard's head on that first down play. You know, talking to Coach Air here this week, Middle Airs have just absolutely plagued the first two games and really the first quarter of this game here. We got 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Warriors at 12-0. Called second 30 for the Warhawks.
Speaking of scores, let's go with Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 12, Lindville, Foley, nothing in the first quarter.
It's Eddieville scoring again early in that one in the first quarter. Can you give us a chance? I want to thank some more of our sponsors helping make this possible game. My name is Wendell Campbell. I'm your good neighbor State Farm agent out of Oskaloosa. Got Tommy Jenkinson here with me helping do the stats and call for it. But, you know, if it weren't for our sponsors, American Clean, they're your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work for fire, water, or damage from flood or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call, 641-660-8358. Again, that's Jim Miller, 660-8358. They're in Oskaloosa and servicing the Oskaloosa area. Medicap Pharmacy, you know, the Medicap pharmacists, they're knowledgeable, professional, and they're caring. The Medicap staff knows me, and I know them very well. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take time to answer all my questions. And I know they care. That's the Medicap Pharmacy there in Oskaloosa. Second 29 to go here with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Warriors up 12-0 over the Warhawks. We're coming to you live, KIIC.6, the live feed on KIICradio.com. The Thunderbolt app, KIIC on your smartphone and your tablet. You can listen to us anywhere in the world, grandma, grandpa, brothers, sisters, cousins. Anybody, you can hear me and Tommy right here every Friday night lights 2013.
Second and 29,
two tight ends, three backs behind Richards. Richards takes the handoff. Stockton around the left side. It's going to get up past the, around the five. Going to pick up about four on that one. And Evans on the stop for the Warriors.
No game.
Well, he did bring him around. I thought he picked up some power, but he pulled him down, around the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a third and 25.
Third and 29.
So he just got back to the line of scrimmage. I thought quick hand up by Richards, a Stockdale on that far side. And I thought he made it around, but we're going to get him the line of scrimmage. So third and a long way. He's going to have to get the ball up past the 32-yard line. Richards back to pass. Oh, pass is made complete.
Number 85, Chase Kohler.
Kohler in on the catch up to the 15-yard line. Pickup of about 14 on that one.
You know, he threw it a little bit too far in front of him. So he
was in behind the defender there. If he would have given him a chance, he dove to make the catch. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. Great catch by Kohler. Kohler laying out to make the reception to pick up 14. That's still going to give the Warhawks fourth and a long way. We're going to have to get the ball up past the 31-yard line for a first down. But that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter here. 12-0 the Warriors, two short fields, giving them two scores here in the first quarter, 12-0 over the Warhawks. Gives us another chance to thank Bryan Seed Company. Bryan Seed, they're your Syngenta Independent Seed Advisor, located in Oskaloosa and the distributor for the surrounding area. With a full line of NK beans, Golden Harvest corn. For more information, you need to call Kelly Bryan at 641-660-2251. 660-2251. And Boyd U.S. Cellular, hello, Gunner, with Boyd U.S. Cellular. They're the company who puts the people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop at one of the four locations in Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon today and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello, better with Boyd U.S. Cellular. What do you got for scores over there, Tommy?
Well, we got Oh, Eddie Grove Lakes for 12. Linville Sully, nothing. Wayne, 7. Twin Cedars, 14. North Mahaska. Yeah, I found the North Mahaska game on this.
I think we're pretty near and dear to that one. North Mahaska, 0. Waco Warriors, 12 here, starting the second quarter.
We also have Pekin, 6, and Sigourney Kyoto, 13. Indianola is tied with Des Moines Roosevelt.
Tied in the first quarter on that one?
Second quarter.
Second quarter on that one.
Same with Newton and Knoxville.
It's fourth down. Richards takes the snap. They're going to kick. Great kick by Richards. Ball bounces at the Warhawk 47. Good Warhawk bounce inside the 40. Down at the 37-yard line. That was a warning at 37. Another great kick by Richards. He was a chance to catch that ball again too, Tommy, you know.
I think the center needs to calm down a little bit and just relax. And
so a little bit of jitters. I wonder if that's Center Taylor Legbold, you know, playing from behind. They're going to start having to move the ball, pass the ball a little quicker with that kind of pistol four receiver set that they're coming out in. But you got to get the snap to the quarterback for anything to happen. So it's Warrior ball here, first and 10, ball on the Warrior 37 with 11:50 to go here in the second quarter. First half action, North Mahaska Warhawks, Friday Night Lights. Blake back in the shotgun. Blake rolls right side. Pass across the middle. Caught. Mitchell for the first down. Brought down by number 7. Richards in on the stop.
That was a nice little play that the Warriors did right there. A little quick pass.
Yeah, Blake took it out kind of a pistol. So they're getting another true shotgun. He's about 3 yards behind the center. Took it, rolled right side. Caught the receiver on here on the near side of the field. The Warriors got the ball past midfield. Three receivers, two receivers far side, slot far side, one receiver near side. Blake with one back. There again, kind of a pistol set, 3 yards behind. Blake takes the snap around the right side. Warriors up around him. He says it's going to be stopped for a loss of one.
Number 22.
Wielden in on the stop. Going to get a sack on that one, minus one. That's going to bring up the second about 11 here for the Warriors. Kind of the same play they ran the first time. He rolled out the other side, had four receivers out there, just didn't materialize. The Warhawks were able to get upfield and pull him down the backfield. So bring a second 11 ball midfield with 10:51 to go here in the second quarter. First half action, North Mahaska Warhawks, Friday Night Lights on KIIC.6. Out middle of the field, one receiver far side, slot receiver near, two backs behind Blake. Blake's going to take the snap, hand off near side. And on the right side, up past the 50, up to the 45 of the Warhawks. Hocken on the carry there. Richards in on the stop. That's going to give a 3rd and 5. Call 3rd and 6. 3rd and 6 with 10:14 to go here for the Warriors. Warriors going left to right as you face your radio. Ball near side of the field, receiver near side, slot receiver far, two backs down behind Blake. Blake kicks the snap, hands off far side, I believe that's Hocken again. That's Black. Hocken's going to be up close to the first down. Dumont in on the stop, freshman Andrew Dumont. So look, as a freshman, you want to make an impact early. We need some more of that out of Dumont.
I talked to Andrew's dad earlier today, and he said that Andrew's a little bit nervous because it's his first time starting, and I think he's doing a pretty good job out there. He's just made a pretty good play right there.
Yeah, pretty good play. He's going to bring a fourth down from the Warriors. They're going to line up. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Fourth and one, 9:27 to go here in the second quarter. Slot receiver in motion. Blake takes a handoff left side. He's right in the backfield, brought down by Cole Peters. And we talked pregame, you know, Cole Peters seems like he's always around the ball. Cole Peters made it upfield past the line of scrimmage. That's going to turn the ball over on down. That defensive stop is what the Warhawks need.
That was a big energy boost right there.
Big energy boost. That's going to give them a first down just inside their own 45-yard line. Call it the 44. First and 10 Warhawks. 12-0. Yep. Cole Peters, you know, in the last 2 weeks, there's a big play. It seems like he's around the ball all the time. Ball far side of the field. Receiver near side, slot far side, two backs behind Richards. Man coming in motion. Two receivers on the near side. Quick handoff for Rutledge off the left side. He's going to go up past the 45, up to about the 47-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 3. got a fly on the field back in the defensive secondary. Jared Check and Giro are on the stop for the Warriors. I'll get it, too. They're gonna whistle the clock here. We get together and talk about it. 9:08 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors at 12-0 over the Warhawks. 2 minute men on the field for the Warriors. That may be why he only got two, Tommy. If you got 12 defenders out there, tied out, ran 11 on 12.
That's true.
So 2 minute men on the field for the Warriors. That's going to give a first down to the Warhawks here. I believe that's a 10-yard penalty. That's what they stepped off for the Warhawks back in the first quarter. So that's going to give the Warhawks the ball in Warrior territory.
41.
Oh, that's a 15-yard. So that's going to give the Warhawks the ball on the 41-yard line. First and 10 with 9:08 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 12-0.
They're on the 41.
41. I tell you what, this is what it seems like the rest of the teams have been doing to the Warhawks. You know, we need to take advantage of some penalties here. Slot receiver near side. Well, it's with the ball around the left side. Not at the line of scrimmage by most of the Warrior defense. I think Black was the one initiating the contact on that for the Warriors.
Yeah, I think we'll give Black the credit.
Give Black credit on that one. That's gonna be second 10. Ball back to the original line of scrimmage for Rutledge. Warriors sniffed that one out pretty quick. Ball on the Warrior 41-yard line. North Mahaska second. Well, it looks like lost a yard, so second 11 here. 8:29 to go in the second quarter, 12-0 Warriors. Richards takes a snap, going to drop back, pass right side. Ball fake, he's got going in behind him, overthrew him.
Overthrew Wanders.
Overthrew Wanders on the play. Little pump fake here in the flash. Wanders was streaking down the far sideline.
Man, the defensive backs kind of shut him out.
They bit on the fake, and Wanders got in behind him, and Richards just overthrew him. Well, as far side of the field, that's going to be a 3rd and 11 here for the Warhawks with 8:20 to go in the second quarter. Ball on the 41-yard line of the Warriors. 4 receivers set here. This is where we struggled. We've had a couple snaps over the head. Richards gets the snap. 4 receivers. We got Wanders deep again. Oh, in and out of the hand of Wanders. In and out. He stopped the defensive back, turned around. Wanders was there, got it through his hands. Juggled it a little bit. That's going to bring a 4th down for the Warhawks, but he had the man there.
That was going to be a tough catch right there.
Going to be a tough catch, but Wanders would have made that right inside the 10-yard line. And I don't know if the defender had his back to Wanders. The defender probably couldn't have been able to stop him from running in the end zone at that point.
Yeah, it would have been tough. You never know. Hopefully we get another chance where we can come down the field and score a touchdown.
Yep, 8:12 to go here in the second quarter. Richards is back to punt. They take a timeout here. North Mahaska looks like they only had 10 on the field. That was Wanders. Wanders was only had 10 on the punt team there for the Warhawks. They take a timeout. That's with 8:12 to go here in the second quarter. The Warriors leading 12-0. It's going to give us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors here. Tommy, you're going to check some scores and see where we're at, kind of around Southern Iowa here. It gives us a chance to thank Slumberland, because when it comes to relaxation, nothing beats a plush reclining sofa. When it comes to saving more, nobody beats Slumberland Furniture. Shout out for up to 55% off the list on reclining sofas and chairs. Plus more like bedrooms, mattresses, Sealy Posturepedic, and Beauty Rest. Relax and save, shop the big reclining and more sale only at Slumberland Furniture. See hours, directions, and more at slumberland.com and located off Highway 23 in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Town. Tommy, what do you got for scores for us so far?
Well, we got Albia over Centerville in the first quarter.
They had a battle of Highway 5. They had the Blue Demons looking to win that one.
Looks like, let's give a shout-out to our Oskaloosa group. Oskaloosa 7, Grinnell 6.
Oskaloosa 7-6 over Grinnell in the first quarter. That's a big game. Grinnell bringing back a lot of seniors on that team from last year that made it into the playoffs.
That is true.
All right, 4:11 to go here, 8:12 in the second quarter. Snap, Richards takes it, kicks it about the 50-yard line, balls up.
Nice spot.
Nice spot inside the 10, far side, he's coming around the near side here. We'll make it around, up off the 20-25.
Oh, that's a huge hit.
We got a flag. Flag on the play. But he, Heatherpire, taking it to the near side, and he was met. Flag on the play on that one. But I tell you, he caught the ball on that far side of the field, came around the near side. Looked like he had a little seam up the near sideline here, and he got men laid out of bounds there about the 25. We saw that at the 25-yard line. We're going to see what the penalty is here. Looks like they're back in Waco. They haven't made a designation as to what the penalty, but
I think it was a block in the back.
A block in the back here by Waco. It's 7:59 to go here in the second quarter. KIIC.com. And if you log on to KIIC.com, one of the guys in the booth, KIIC.com. If you go to live feeds, we're KIIC.6. Anywhere in the world from the internet, if you download the KIIC Thunderbolt app on your phone or tablet, you can listen to feed number 6. We'll be bringing you all 10 games of the North Mahaska Warhawks here all season on the Friday Night Lights 2013. Me and Tommy Jenkinson will be bringing you every single game of the Warhawks here this season.
I did know one error on that app. It does have Waco 14, North Mahaska 0.
14-0, yeah. We're 12-0, the two PATs.
I think we're spotting them 2 points.
First and 10, Waco with the ball back inside their 10 to 9-yard line. Blake takes a snap near side. Block in the ball carry up past the 10. Stodgel in on the stop.
Looks like he's at the 13.
About the 13-yard line.
That's what I was calling it.
Second and 6 here for the Warriors. Ball near side of the field for the Warriors. 7:32 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 12-0. Blake under center, slot receivers both sides. Well, into the backfield. Defensive tackle up past the 25. Going to be put down to the 30-yard line.
That was number 34 for
Janicek.
I'm not going to say that name. I don't care.
Janicek. Janicek's dad sitting here next to us in the press booth. Janicek took the ball off the left side, cut back near side, up past the 30-yard line. Pick up about 20 on that one. Going to give a first down to the Warriors here with 7:15 to go here in the second quarter.
I tell you, Janicek, he's kind of hard to stop. He ran over a couple of Warriors.
Janicek and Hawken here in the first half for the Warriors have run the ball very effectively. Ball near side, slot receiver far side, receiver near side, two backs behind Blake. Dan in motion comes across. Carlson up past the 30, past the 35, up at the 38. 39-yard line. Carlson's at 6'5". Lined up in the slot receiver far side. He came in motion near, took the handoff, and brought it to the near side, up almost to the 40-yard line. They give a second short to the Warriors with 6:35 to go.
I think he got hit pretty good.
He looks like they're taking a look at him there on the sideline. Take a look at Carlson. He's got one hand in this is what appears to be a boxing glove there. They got him all wrapped up, and they're taking a look at his other arm. But 6'5" Carlson, he's a big guy to bring down as he comes. Warriors coming line of scrimmage. Blake, receiver far side, slide receiver near, quick handoff inside the 34. Back on the 3. That was picked up by 52. That passed the 50, 45. Janicek laid the ball on the carpet, and Oxy came in behind and picked up the fumble. Got another 10 yards. That's going to be the first down in the Warriors.
It kind of resembled a play and play right there.
Yeah, it almost kind of looked like they knew what they were doing. Janicek was going down, lost the ball. Hopkins coming right behind him, picked it up, and picked up another 10 yards. It's going to be a first and 10 ball on the Warhawk 45 with inside 6 minutes to go here. Warriors up 12-0. Ball on the near side of the field, slot receiver, far side, two receivers near for the Warriors. Blake in kind of a pistol formation. Blake takes it, rolls left side, and met in the backfield. He spins away, makes a line of scrimmage up off the 45 to 40, down inside the 40-yard line, going to mark him out of bounds about the 43.
Well, Peter Brown,
they're making the play there on the far sideline. Van Leeuwen had a hand on him in the backfield, and he spun away, got up past the 40, picked up 6 yards. That's going to be second and 4 by on the North Mahaska 38-yard line with inside 55.2. No, that's 5:52 to go. 5:52 to go here in the second quarter. Ball on the near side of the field. Receiver far side, slot receiver near, two backs. Slot receiver goes in motion. Got a handoff a man in motion. Van Wilden's going to get him in the backfield and drive him the long ways back. Van Wilden. Heveltine took the handoff, and Van Wilden was there about the same time. They're going to mark forward progress, the original line of scrimmage. here. So that's going to be third and 10, ball on the 45-yard line. Big play for the Warhawk defense.
That's something that they need. They need to stop them right here so they don't go up another score.
Yep. Third and long here for the Warriors. Great play that Ben Wielden. Ball far side of the field. Receiver near side, slot receiver far. Two backs there behind Blake. Big stop here on third down. Blake takes a quick handoff. There again, medical line of scrimmage. Ben Wielden's in there. Cole Peters in there. Not sure who. Hibbler making contact, and the rest of the defense following suit. That's going to leave a loss of about two. Call it fourth and 12 with 4:53 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 12-0. But great stop. Great stop by the Warhawk defense there.
That's something that they need. Hopefully we can get a couple more and good return on this punt.
Good return. Start the Wanderers and there's the kick. Wanderers back on his 10-yard line. Ball's going to hit about the 15. Warriors going to down about the 10-yard line. No return on that. First and 10, ball on the 11-yard line. The North Mahaska with 4:21 to go here in the second quarter. Tell you what, after the balmy 86 degrees when we were getting out of the truck earlier, Tommy, did a little bit of breeze coming through the press box here. I know across southern Iowa the rest of the games, probably some, of course, they had a hot one there last week. It was kind of nice to be outside the press box, but it's over in Garland.
I will say it's kind of nice to be in the press box. I'm not used to it.
We're not used to all these fancy accoutrements.
I grew up 13, Grinnell to 6.
Oskaloosa 13-6 over Grinnell. That's a great game in Grinnell. Richards takes it, hands off to Stockton. Stockton up to the original line of scrimmage. You're going to loss of one there. It's going to be second 11 ball on the Warhawk 9-yard line. 13-6, Oskaloosa over. Tell you what, a lot of people would have given that game to Grinnell right away.
I know all the people I've talked to, they said that Grinnell was going to walk away with it.
Well, Grinnell with a good team last year, a bunch of juniors. They're coming in. They returned a quarterback that was just a top-notch talent. And I don't know. We'll see. I think this Oskaloosa team this year may surprise a few. But North Mahaska flag on the play.
Possibly.
3:49 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 12-0. We're going to talk it over here and see what dead ball. Got a false start. Illegal procedure on the Warhawks. That's going to back them up. That's second 12. That's going to be a half the distance to the goal there. You bring up second 16, second 17 with a 3:49 to go here in the second quarter. But you know, talking about that, Tommy, that Oskaloosa team wasn't real sure. Got a new coach, Coach Turner, coming in this year. Wasn't real sure what to expect. I know a lot of people were surprised at how tight they played Indianola last week. This Grinnell game may be a turning point for Oskaloosa here in this season.
Yeah, that's tough, right? I know one of the running backs.
Ball snap handoff near side to Stockdale. Stockdale going to dive forward past the five. They're going to mark the ball right at the five. Get it one and three. Second, third and 16 with 3:22 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah, that Oskaloosa running back, Riley Coniglio, every once in a while.
Yep. Riley's a sophomore this year, isn't he?
Sophomore or junior,
sophomore
I believe.
Junior on that team, but I know the Oskaloosa team may surprise a few people. Coach Turner coming in and implementing his way. So third and long here with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Warriors at 12-0. Richards takes a snap, takes a handoff, going to step up, got a man open, through the hands.
Incomplete.
Jennifer Rutledge on the far side ball drops incomplete. That's going to bring up a 4th and 16 with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors up 12-0. That's going to put Richards, the line of scrimmage at the 5. That's going to put Richards back in his own end zone to kick here with 2:50 to go. Clock's going to stop with the incomplete pass. So if he can get a good kick around, if we can, maybe have another possible series of four, a three and out and keep this Warrior team from scoring again here.
Oh, we got it.
Snap early ahead of Richards. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be a safety. Maybe our app earlier was foretelling the score of 14-0. So that's where we're at right now with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Two points for Waco on the safety. It's going to give Waco the ball back as well. A free kick for North Mahaska with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Got some more scores over there, Tommy, to update or anything?
Yeah.
Last time we checked?
Yeah, I just had to get my wife onto this app on her phone. So
her listening to us. That gives us a chance to thank one of our new sponsors here this week, Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at C1STYOURVOICE, C1STYOURVOICE.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. That's Community First Credit Union. We thank them for picking us up, North Mahaska Football and Friday Night Lights, KIIC.6, Thunder Country. Again, it's one station, all the scores on one station here on KIIC. After the game, we're going to be live at the locker room show at the White Buffalo in Albia. Immediately following here on KIIC, we're going to talk to all the coaches from around Southern Iowa and get the rundowns of some of the other games. Eddyville, place for Fremont, Albia, Sheridan, Wayne Acorda, Davis County, Sigourney, Pekin, Indiana. 9 games on every Friday night. Friday Night Lights on your sports leader, KIIC. All the scores on one station. North Mahaska coming out here. Free kick from their own 20-yard line. Richards getting ready to kick. Heseltine and Hawken. Good kick by Richards. Up past the 50. Ball bounces the 45. Heseltine picks up the 40. Up past the 45. Turns to the inside. Met at midfield. Driven down by Hibbler. Hibbler in on the stop. Warriors going to take the ball over there at midfield with 2:43 to go here in the second quarter, leading 14-0. We got Hibbler in on the stop there, too. What do you got, Tommy?
We got Albia over Centerville, first quarter, 13-0.
13-0 there in the battle for Highway 5. A little rival game there for Albia and Centerville. The New Demons looking to take that one.
Newton is leading Knoxville, 14-7.
Newton over Knoxville, 14-7. Warriors got the ball near side of the field. Two receivers far side, one receiver near side, slot receiver. Quick, Janicek's going to take the snap there. He's met about 2 yards deep.
Direct snap to the running back.
Both here and Spolster in on the snap. Yeah, a little trickery there for the Warriors. Blake was back, but the snap directly to Janicek. So that's going to bring up 2nd-7, ball on the 47-yard line with 2:23 to go here in the second quarter. 14-0. Warriors leading the Warhawks. Warhawks have had some bright spots, but errors, short fields for the Warriors. Again, four receivers set, 3 far, 1 near. Ball back to Blake. Blake's going to step in and hit the pass. Caught at the 45, down to the 43, down to 40. I'm sorry, caught at the 35. Warriors first down to the 32-yard line.
Cornell Hume.
Hume. Cornell and catch. Took the snap, rolled near side here. Hume was kind of cutting up the seam, caught the ball there at the 35, down to the 32. 1st and 10 with 2:04 to go here in the second quarter for the Warhawks.
Let's hope the Warhawks can stop them.
Big defensive stop here. We got it last time around. 1st and 10, again, four receiver set for the Warriors. Blake takes it, little bubble screen on left side. Hawken takes the ball past the 35-point. Down to 25-10, he's going to go in for the four. Little bubble screen on the far side. We do have a flag down. Flag down over at about the 25-yard line.
Could be a hold.
This one looks like they're bringing it back. Looks like maybe a holding call. But I tell you what, I can sit down. He could go on the far side. He was gone.
He's got some feet. He can move.
He's got some speed.
I think when I was that young, I could run that fast, but not now.
I never ran that fast.
I think I ate too many donuts.
Well, there is only a 32-yard touchdown scamper by Hawkins going to be brought back for the holding call. He's going to give him 1st and... First and 15. 1st and 15, ball on the 37-yard line of the Warhawks. Ball far side of the field. Warriors come out with another four receiver set. Three receivers near side with the slot, one receiver far. Blake in that pistol formation takes the ball, steps back. Great defensive play by the Warhawks. Ball broken up down around the 10-yard line. Is that Hibbler on that one?
I think it was Hortel.
Hortel breaking up the pass. They took that ball, had a little too much float on it, gave the defender a chance to turn around and make a play on him. Bring up 2nd and 13 with the ball on the 37 with 1:26 to go here in the second quarter. The Warriors have 14-0 over the Warhawks.
That was a good play by Hortel right there.
Great play by Bortel. That Aachen 32-yard score brought back by the holding penalty. Ball far side. Blake takes the snap. Rolls near side. Blake's going to tuck and take it around the far corner. up past the 35, up past the 30, into the secondary. So he knocked out her down. I was right about the 23.
Knocked out of bounds, number 81, Blake
Gleason. Gleason knocking him out of bounds on that one.
A.J. Hibbler ran over Andrew Gumont trying to get to the ball.
Hibbler and Gumont trying to get there, and Hibbler couldn't wait, so he knocked Gumont down to get over there. It's going to make up a third and short, about third and two, 1:18 to go here in the second quarter. On the 24-yard line in North Mahaska, the Warriors moving here. They've got some time.
Oski, 13. Grinnell, 13, first quarter.
Tied up, Oski and Grinnell, 13 all. Don't shut that Grinnell team out. With a lot of football to go, it's still in the first half there. We're getting into the second quarter here. Ball near side. We've got a delay of game going to be called here on the Warriors. Took a little too long to get to the line of scrimmage on that one.
I got to say thanks to my wife on that score update.
You're lying. Okay. We thank Beverly for updating us on that. She's at the Grinnell Oskaloosa game.
No, she's sitting at home with two kids.
Oh. So she's hearing the scores. So that's going to back it up third and six. Ball back on the 29-yard line of North Mahaska. Minute 18 to go here in the second quarter. Warriors moving with a minute 18. First half action. North Mahaska Warhawks, Friday Night Lights 2013. Week number three for us, week number two for everybody else. Ball near side, receiver far side, two backs behind Blake. Blake's going to hand off left side. Aachen met at the line of scrimmage there. Sposer in on the stop. Met him about the line of scrimmage. He maybe gained a yard. Somebody got the fourth and five. Warriors are going to take a timeout. We'll call it fourth and four. He picked up a couple yards on that one with a minute 10 to go. The Warriors taking a timeout. Give us a chance to thank some more people making this possible. Again, my name is Wendell Campbell. You're a good neighbor, State Farm agent there in Oskaloosa.
And I guess I'm Tom Jenkinson.
Tom Jenkinson here with me tonight. He's been with me all season, but we finally got him a headset and a microphone so he can help us out. We're brought to you tonight by Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. For Maple Ridge in Oskaloosa, we've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates those memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable and home-like setting. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in your care or that of your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance the assistance will be there when you need it. We think East Market Grocery there in New Sharon. East Market Grocery is your hometown locally owned grocery store. They have a full meat and deli department, a substation, lunch specials, homemade salads, fryer menu, heat and meat items for all your convenience, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 3. Men tend to go 4th and 4 ball on the Warhawk 26-yard line. Second quarter action. North Mahaska down 14-0. Think they're going to go for the Warriors. Looks like they're going to line up to go for it here. 4th and 4. Slot receiver near side, ball middle of the field, two backs behind Blake. Blake takes the snap, hands off left side. Up through the middle. He's got it second and half. He's got it 5. They're on the stop. He pulled it down. Down to the 3-yard line, 23-yard carry for Aachen. He's had a minute, 58 seconds to go. They're trying to get subs in here on that North Mahaska defense. First and goal to go on the 3-yard line, 57. They're going to start the clock here, second quarter. Blake takes a stamp, hands off right side to Aachen again. Aachen's going to be in the backfield. He's going to be stopped short.
Oh, we got Pulpeter. We got.
Well, I was in there. Van Wielden was in there. Pulpeter was in there. Richards was in there. Richards coming in a little late. Warriors going to take a timeout here. Back to the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up a second goal to go. Ball with 3 with 44 seconds to go. Taylor Shirt, it seems like there's been a lot of plays in tonight with no more than the two scoring plays in the first quarter for Waco. It's been mistakes tonight. You know, it's been the kind of the tail of the season so far for North Mahaska.
Yeah, it has. One punt. Snap went over the Richards head onto the 3-yard line, and snap went out of the end zone. Those turned both into scores. So
yep. The third down punt formation on both of those. Snap over the head gives Waco the ball inside the 5. Snap over the head in the last series gives Waco two easy 3 points. 12-0. That's a 2-possession game. Still 14-0. Now you're looking at 2 possessions and hitting the point after on both of them. A 2-point conversion to try and tie this game up here in the second half.
Yep.
I know the Warriors would like to go in 21-0 if they possibly could. 36 seconds to go here.
You know, one thing the Warhawks have been doing all season is second half. They've been coming out and playing a little bit harder.
Seems like Coach Eric has been having some good halftime speeches here. He probably prefers that he wouldn't have to do that. You know, he'd like to go into the locker room at halftime with a lead, but we'll see here. Second goal to go, ball on the 3-yard line. Blake takes the snap, handoff. Touchdown Warriors. Janicek on the touchdown for the Warriors. Took a handoff off right side, goes in from 3 yards out. That puts us with 33 seconds to go here in the second quarter. The Warhawks down 20-0 to the Warriors. They're going to line up for the PAT right here.
Let's see if they can block this one.
See if we can get a little bright spot on this. So they're going to line up for two here. Two receivers, Blake takes it, right side pass. That's broken up into the end zone. Do you see who that was? That Richards that was in on the play there?
I do believe so.
Richards in and breaking that one out. So that's going to put us 20-0 Warriors. Waco leading the Warhawks with 43 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We're going to line up for kickoff. Give us a chance to thank a few more of our sponsors here. Cargill of New Sharon, they have all your fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out your prepay options with Cargill of New Sharon. Next week, we're going to be back at home. We have English Valleys, North English, coming to town. I think this Warhawk team not played a good half of football here tonight.
Given
a couple of short fields. Waco did pick the ball a little over 50 yards, close to 51 yards on that play.
Score update, Oskaloosa 19, Grinnell 13.
Okay, Oskaloosa going to take a score there. Is that in the second quarter of that one?
No, it's only the first quarter.
So in the first they're showing. Sure kick, ball back, Stockdale touches it up past the 20, met at the 23, brought down at the 24. It's going to give the Warhawks the ball with 37 seconds to go here in the second quarter.
Stockdale has not been fielding that ball too well tonight.
He's had a couple of those. We got the Waco cheerleaders doing their 20 push-ups down here. They've had a busy first half, unfortunately, for the Warhawks.
I do have to say, I do like to see people doing push-ups.
I know you were a big fan of push-ups, Tommy. 20-0, Warriors leading the Warhawks with 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. We're going to blow Warhawks going to take a timeout and talk about it here with 37 seconds to go.
We also have another score for you.
What do you got over there, Tommy?
Let's go with Pella Christian 0, PCM Monroe 26.
Monroe up 26-0 over Pella Christian. I want to take a minute to thank Proline Building Company here in New Sharon. They're building dreams. That's what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dream with a Proline building. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline has been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. The reputation has been built on integrity, fair and honest building, and doing the job right for the first time. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com today. Book your dream today. I put a challenge out there last week, Tom. I don't know, we had some technical difficulties. Some of the people may not have heard it, but I put out a challenge. We need to think of you a good nickname, because with a sidekick, it always comes with a good nickname. So anybody out there that's got a good nickname for Tommy, go to Wendell Campbell State Farm on Facebook or insureoski.com. North Mahaska is going to be reserved to just take a knee on here and let the clock run out in the second quarter. Hey, so anybody can go to insureoski.com, send me an email, or go to Facebook, Wendell Campbell State Farm on Facebook, and send me your best nickname suggestion for Tommy, and we'll find some KIIC gear or maybe some State Farm gear that we can send out to him for the winner of that one. You got another score there, Tommy?
Yeah, this one's a little blowout, 52-6. I hope that score is not correct, and it's in the first quarter.
Oh, Melcher Dallas.
Over Seymour.
Melcher Dallas threw up 50 points again last week, too, so that would be a great score. But first half, 52 points is a lot to do first half. So the clock's going to run out here in the second quarter. Warriors scored 20 points in that first half. Warhawks have yet to get in the end zone. A couple short fields for the Warriors. Led a couple scores and then a drive there late in the second quarter, punched it in from 3 yards out. We're going to tell you that. We'll have some staff and stuff for you here in a few minutes. We're going to leave it live. Tune back in. We got about 20 minutes to go before we start the second half. So
I think it was about 15.
So we have 15, and they'll reset the clock for about 5 as they get ready to kick off the second half. But we're going to step away here for just a few minutes, settle up a few things, and we'll be back with you here in just about 10 or 15 minutes. So the team, we're kind of a peaking team. We're going to have some pretty good teams here late in the season.
Speaking of the peaking team, Signet Kyoto, 21, peaking 6, and that is in the fourth quarter.
21-6. We got a little later start here because of the heat tonight, so we're just now getting ready to kick off the second half. But, some of those earlier games are probably getting close to the fourth quarter there. We're going to look at it here. We're back at home next week. There again, 7 o'clock kickoff, so we'll be on the air 6:45. We got North English Valley School coming to New Share in the Battle of the Warhawks next week. It's going to be a tough one if the Warhawks come in at 0-3, looking to get that first win on the year. Looking ahead a couple more weeks, we're going to be at Montezuma on the 20th of September. And we got a home game, that Pekin team, Panther, going to be coming in on September the 27th. I believe that's homecoming for New Sharon. We talked about this a little earlier.
Yeah.
I believe that's New Sharon's, or North Mahaska's homecoming. So what a...
You can say it's New Sharon. Cause...
New Sharon, North Mahaska. I'm just 12 months into my Iowa, calling Iowa home, so I'm still getting used to some of these. If anybody's got a problem, they can stop by the office or call me. I'll do my best to try to clean up some of those.
That's okay. Nobody really cares. It's a town.
Well, but it's an identity for the North Mahaska. I did the comment a little earlier. North Mahaska wearing the red pants tonight. I don't know if that's something new. I think we were all white last week when we were at Garland at GMG. But red pants, white jerseys for North Mahaska here tonight.
You know, I kind of like the red pants.
Red pants look sharp for the Warhawks. We need to get the second half out. I expect to probably see a little more in the second half, probably see some more of that pistol offense with the four wide receivers.
I don't know. With the center snapping the ball the way he has.
Redfield's been struggling here tonight to get the ball back to Richards. But, down 20 points going into the only one half of football, the Warhawks are going to have to do something here. They deferred. So I believe it should be the Warriors getting the ball here to kick off the second half. But just a reminder, catch us in the morning for the Coach's Corner live at 9 a.m. right here on 96.7 KIIC. And after the games tonight, we're going to have coaches and we're going to have those calling the games all around Southern Iowa. We're going to have all online games broke down. We'll have the boys back in the studio, all the guys coming back home from the games here tonight. But that's going to be live from the White Buffalo and Albion immediately after the action here. We're going to talk to all the coaches, all the scorers on one station, 96.7 FM, KIIC. Warhawks getting set to kick off. We haven't got the kickoff yet tonight. They took the ball in the first half, and besides the punts, they did punt. They did punt, but we haven't kicked off a traditional kickoff yet.
Who's this kicking?
We got Norman has to iron it up. You face your radio, right to left. Drop it. Kick's going to be up.
Parker Davis.
Davis kicked fielded about 10. Up through the middle. He makes the tackle. He's going to be up past the 40, past the 50. He's going to go past the 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown Warriors.
Wow. Number 32.
77-yard kickoff return for the Warriors. That took all of 12 seconds finally for him to field the ball. Field the ball right up in front of the 20-yard line. Wow. Aiken. Aachen. I got these boys in the Waco of Aachen. These boys in the booth keeping us straight. 77. After 77-yard return, I'm not sure what to say. Very good point. Aachen, I won't make that. We'll make that mistake again. But Aachen going 77 yards, the opening kickoff here in the second half. So that puts the Warriors up 26-0 as they come in and try to point after. Looks like they're going to go for two.
Thanks, Aachen.
Blake under center, receiver near side. Two backs behind Blake. Blake's going to hand off right side. Aachen makes it out to the outside corner. He stops right about the line of scrimmage. He's going to be brought down short of the attempt. The attempt's going to be no good on that one. Kohler coming up that right side and getting a stop in the backfield. Boy, tell you what, Tommy.
I can't believe that. 77-yard
kickoff return. We haven't seen, other than the punt team, we haven't seen the special teams much for North Mahaska. I think that's...
Well, that could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I think, you know, they just came out and really kind of gave him... He fielded the ball. He had some...
Winfield over Iowa Valley.
Winfield over Iowa Valley.
Winfield over Iowa Valley, 22-16. Get some scores reported into us here. Okay. Winfield's in the same district here as this Waco team. 77 yards in 12 seconds is all that one took to put the Warriors up another score. That's got the Warriors 26, the Warhawks 0. The Warhawks going to get the ball. I think at this point in time, he's going to have to spread it out and really try and move the ball. Because
yeah, I still can't believe that Melcher Dallas Seymour School score 52-6.
52-6. Melcher Dallas throwing off some serious points this year. They're in week number two over there. We're here in week number three, Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio. Waco lines up to kick the ball. Ball's going to be fielded. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 15, 20-yard line.
That was a flag.
I think the ball was touched.
There was no flag in
here. No, I think the ball was touched by one of the up receivers for the Warhawks. What an awful break for Northland Haskett. That ball rolls out of bounds. We would have the ball back up here close to midfield.
Well, they're on their 15th push-up right now, and they got a couple more to go.
Six to do. So because the ball was touched by a Warhawk player, they're going to get the ball first and 10, bottom of the 13-yard line. Third quarter action, 11:47 to go here. Three backs behind him. Stockdale is going to take the ball over the left side. That pass to 15 makes his way up to about the 17. He'll mark about the 17. 4 yards on the play. It's going to be a second six. 11:30 to go here in the third quarter. Second half action here on Friday Night Lights for Warhawks. Down 26-0. As the Warriors took the opening kickoff here in the second half, 77 yards for the score. Ball's on the middle of the field, receiver near side, slot receiver far side, Richards under center, two backs behind him, and hand off left side to Stockdale. Stockdale makes it up, back up to back the line of scrimmage, that's going to bring up a third down and six. Don't think he got anything on that one.
Wives just gave me an update on the Grinnell score, 34-19.
Wow, Grinnell scores again, that's just... Grinnell up 34-19, and they just taken a half or so or a quarter for that Grinnell team to get rolling. But Oski held the lead in that one early. Third down and 6 year ball on the Warrior 16-yard line.
Come on,
the Warhawk 16-yard line. 10:37 to go here in the third quarter. Four receivers, little bubble screen, ball through Stockdale's hands. Ball's going to fall incomplete. Stockdale's still in the backfield, but that pass was forward, so it's going to stop the clock with 10:29 to go. It's going to bring up a fourth down for the Warhawks. Two runs left for Stockdale, and then a little screen. He caught that. I think he had some room to run there on the far side.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to bring up fourth down here, and Richard's going to go back and find formation. Special teams here. Tommy has given us some fifth here tonight, and Richard's has put the boot into a couple as well.
Yeah, he has.
Richard standing back inside his five. Takes a snap.
Good snap.
Kick short. It's going to land about the 37.
It was down by Van Wilden.
Van Wilden in to pick up the ball. Warriors are going to get the ball back here on the Warhawks 39-yard line. First and 10 with 10:21 to go. Warhawks leading at 26-0. Score update. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont 20. Linville, Foley 0. Third quarter 0. Eddieville over Linville. Give us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors, Maple Ridge for Assisted Living and Memory Care there in Oskaloosa. We'll get through theirs here in just a second. Warriors up to the ball. Slot receiver near side, receiver far, two backs behind Blake. Blake takes it over, hand off left side. Comes out past the 35, down to the 30, down to the 28. Blake Peter in on the stop.
That'd be a first down.
First down. He picked up about 11 on that one. Hocken in on the run there.
Man, he ran right over a couple of the
Warhawk defenders there. First and 10 ball on the Warhawk 28-yard line with 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Bottom this side of the field, two backs behind Blake. Blake handoff to the up back. He brought another guy in. That's between 15, 10, 5. Down the goal line. Touchdown, Warriors.
He draws three guys with the pass behind the scrimmage, got down to that second level. You know, they talking to collegiate and the professional, getting to that second level.
Now,
I feel like a couple guys with her.
Now, who scored that touchdown?
That was Janicek, I believe.
You gotta give his dad a hard time. He's up there in the booth.
Good run. He was the one you could hear in the background hollering for him to keep going. But Greg, a couple guys with him, got her on that right side and in for the score. That puts a 32-0 Warriors with 9:49 to go here in the third quarter. They're going to go for the 2-point attempt. Right up in the middle. Oh, got on Hawkins. Leader forward still up in the line of scrimmage, and he's met by the rest of the Warhawk defense. Denied on the conversion. The best score. Warhawks need to get something going here. Early and often in the second half is.
Hopefully they're going to do something here on this next play.
Yeah, the two quick scores here for the Warriors in the third quarter. Puts the Warriors 32, Warhawks 0, 9:49 to go in the third quarter. Proud to try to get back. We want to thank Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care in Oskaloosa. You know, as we come through the pages of our lives, well, we experience times when we need a little extra help. In Maple Ridge and Oskaloosa, we have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates those memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. They offer a variety of amenities to assist in your care or that of your loved one with around-the-clock staff. We have the assurance the assistance will be there when you need it. Pro Row Antiques there in New Sharon, that's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa, something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda and Cheryl will find it. Pro Row Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. Warriors going to get set to kick off here with 9:49 to go in the third quarter. Second half, Warriors up on the Warhawks, 32-0.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick score. Tumwa 26 and Mount Pleasant 0. At that halftime.
Tumwa 26-0 over Mount Pleasant at half.
Yeah, I just got to say that game, my neighbor assistant coach for Tumwa, so.
Okay, now we got Rutledge and Stockdale back to receive. Kick is up. Great kick. Stockdale's going to save the kick inside his 10, up past the 20. Comes into his own man, and he's met by about four Warrior defenders. Going to get first and 10, ball on the Warrior 21-yard line. Carlson and Kaluke in on the stop for the Warriors. First and 10, ball on the Warrior 21-yard line. Warhawk 21-yard line. I take that back. 9:42 to go here in the third quarter. Second half action. Friday Night Lights 2013. Game number 3 for me and Tommy. I'm Wendell Carroll, your good neighbor State Farm agent here in out of Oskaloosa. Heseltine over on the sidelines getting looks like maybe a left ankle there. Four receiver set for the Warhawks. Pistol for Richards. Richards is going to take the snap. He's going to roll out right side. Ball's going to be thrown well short of Hitler. Bortel, I'm sorry. Pass intended for Bortel. Ball was well short on that one, Tommy. Ball landed about 10 feet in front of Bortel. It's going to bring up a second 10 with 9:38 to go. Incomplete pass, going to stop the clock here.
And I got to say something about these cheerleaders. I think Waco's got the strongest cheerleaders.
They've done a lot of push-ups here tonight, Tommy. That's very true. Very true. Ball on this side here. Full receiver set for the Warhawks. Pistol formation. Stockfield back in the backfield with Richards. Richards is going to tuck it and take it back up past the 25, 20, up close to the 25.
Get them Under
Armour by the end of the year. Yeah, the Waco cheerleaders may need some new uniforms, though. The biceps grow here, too. And enough push-ups. That's going to bring up a third down, about third and 7. Ball up near the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 24. Ball on the 24, third and 7 to go here with right about 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Four receivers set. Richards back in the pistol here. Stockdale to his right. The blitz come off the far side. Pass was up. Oh, hands. Three hands of Kohler. Last was incomplete. That's going to stop the clock just inside 9 minutes. He had Kohler open here on the near side. Ball was just through his hands. I think Kohler got his hands on it. Just couldn't come down with the pass. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 7. Ball in the 24 just inside 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
And I got to say, starting the second half, they're 0-for-3 on passing with 7 yards.
Only 7 yards of offense so far here in the steps a little high. Richards gets it down. That is the boot to it. Ball up past the 50. Oh, wow. Next. Then we didn't net him at the 49-yard line.
Oh, that was a big hit.
He made the catch, took one step, and then wheeled him. Man, we haven't met him.
I think that's one of the best hits I've seen all night.
Van Wilden was there at just the right time. That was Aachen.
Yeah, his eyes looked pretty good.
Aachen caught that ball, made one step, and Van Wilden coming down that other side.
Van Wilden, bus driver.
Yeah. Well, they listed him as 5'10", 180 pounds. All 180 pounds was moving on that when they made Aachen right there midfield and Aachen back about 2 yards. Aachen being checked out here on the sideline. So I think he got his bell rung just a little bit on that one. Still, Warriors up 32-0 with 8:57 to go here in the third quarter. Ball far side of the field. Blake takes his hands off to Carlson, near side, makes it around up past the 50, down to the 45 of the Warhawks.
Oh, there you go. 4 or 5 Warhawks on that tackle. Paul Peter,
Willen was in on that one, too. They're still checking out Aachen here on the sideline. Carlson saw 6'5" of him. I say it's going to take 3 or 4 guys to pull him down once he gets moving around that far side. Second and 2, ball on the Warhawks 35-yard line with 8:25 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors leading this one 32-0. Ball near side, receiver far side, Blake under center, 2 backs. Slot receiver near side, Blake takes the handoff to the up receiver. He's going to make it up to 30-45, 30, turns back midfield, going to be brought down at the right back to 20.
Launders and Paul Peter on that tackle.
Launders and Paul Peter pulling him down. Janicek.
Yeah, Janicek on that one.
Janicek coming near side, turning back up the midfield. So he's dragging guys with him.
He's a beast.
Having a tough time. That brings us down almost 8 minutes. First and 10.
From 20.
On the Warhawk 20-yard line. Blake under center, 2 backs behind him. He's going to hand up to Janicek again. Up past the 20, down to the 15. He's met by
Richards
and about 9 other North Mahaska defenders on that one to bring him down.
Yeah, the rest of the Warhawk defense came in on that one. I think there was 1 or 2 that were too far away.
7:35 to go here. Second and 4 is going to pick up 6 on that one. Ball on the Warhawk 14-yard line. .7:20 to go. Ball near side here. Equipment timeout here on the checking one of the defenders. That's here. They're gonna whistle this one ready to go. 7:19 to go. 32-0. Warriors over the Warhawks. Second and 4. Ball on the Warhawk 14-yard line. Blake's going to take a handoff to Carlson. Carlson around the right side. Carlson docks. Dr. Tuck moves around inside the 10-yard line, down about the 8. Pick up a 6. That's going to be enough for a first down for the Warriors.
Wander
and Cochran in on the stop. That's going to be a first down. Ball in the 8-yard line. First down and goal to go with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball near side. Receiver far side, slot receiver near, 2 backs behind Blake. Blake takes it back. Carlson again coming around the right side. Got a big hole. Look through the 5. Ball is over. Ball is over. Looks like Wanders. Touchdown Warriors. Wanders came up the top. 6'5" Carlson came around. The Wanders was the only man standing between him and the end zone. And
Wanders got low too, but
Wanders got lower. Carlson laid him down and ran right over him. That puts us 38-0, Warriors over the Warhawks with 6:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Oh, they're going for the kick this time.
We're going to line up for the kick here.
Last time.
4-10 snaps up, falls down, kicks up. Kick is good. Kick is good for the Warriors. That puts it 39-0.
That's the first kick that they've made.
First kick they made, and the first couple of them they had were a little low. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Tell you what, it's going to be a long bus ride back for the Warhawks here tonight. Not saying it's out of the question, but with about 1.5 quarters to go here, that's a pretty tall order to try and throw something back together in order to make this respectable. Both teams are looking for their first win in 2013. Waco getting beat in their first game last week. North Mahaska, 0-2, that's going to be home by Belle Plaine and GMG last week. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Thanks to more of our sponsors. I want to thank Wendell Campbell State Farm. That's me, Eric Oskaloosa. You can find us at insureoski.com or find us on Facebook, Wendell Campbell State Farm. Search us, like us. We've got a challenge out there trying to find Tommy, a good nickname. So you can either email those to me through insureoski.com or find me on Facebook and send me your suggestions. You got some scores over there, Tom?
Well, I was going to say, they can also stop in at your office and
stop in the office and tell us, tell me what you think. And feel really blessed to be able to bring this to you. So Waco light it up, kick is up, Stockville and Rutledge picking the ball up about the 10-yard line, up past the 15, the 20. Got an opening. He's up by three Waco defenders and brought down at the 20-yard line. Going to give the Warhawks first and 10, ball on the 20-yard line with 6:41 to go here in the third quarter.
And the Warhawks here is 39 push-ups.
39 push-ups for the Warrior cheerleaders. They may think about sleeveless uniforms for next year. They're getting quite a workout in here tonight. So.
I think they did about 2005 right there.
Yeah.
They did about 2005.
They're in their sweaters, and it was too warm to wear a sweater today. Four receivers. Pass was going to be short, intended for Kohler here on the short side.
Did you foresee that?
Richard's pass is just a couple yards short for Kohler. I tell you, we're kind of to the point now they're going to have to start lining that four receiver and throwing the ball. Down 39 with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
And I like to see an inside team route.
Inside team coming maybe up this side. They had a couple opportunities, some deep balls that I know Wanders was in on one, Kohler's been in on one that just couldn't bring it down. Four wide receivers, Crystal set. Stockville's going to take the ball right on the left edge. Up past the 20, up close to the 22. Stockville in on that, a little inside handoff. Evans in on the stop.
Like I say, if I
the block in on the stop. Going to bring up third down. Third down at about 7. Third and 7, ball on the Warhawk 24-yard line. Four receivers set for the Warhawks. Ball near side. Stock to line up next to Richards in the pistol here. Richards going to take it, roll out right side. Richards going to tuck it and roll around the right side. Richards is met. Close to the first down.
About a yard short.
Also knocks him out of bounds, about a yard short. That's going to make him a fourth down here for the Warhawks. Tell you what, with 4:57 to go, down 39-0, they're going to give him a couple more. That's going to bring a fourth and a lot more, about fourth and three, ball over 27. You're still deep in your own territory. Richards is going to go back to kick your Hazeltine.
And now, is he going to fake it or is he going to
play? Hazeltine and Hume back. Richards takes a snap. Kicks it up, good kick, ball up past the 15.
Fair catch.
Fair caught inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Van Ruben was right.
Yeah, Van Ruben. I think Van Ruben was racing down that sideline, looking to make a big stop. Waco's going to get a first and 10 here on their own 39-yard line with 4:16 to go here in the third quarter.
I think Cornell Hume wanted to get hit by that truck.
Hume saw what happened to Aiken on Aiken. Aiken, listen to me. He saw what happened to Aachen last time and didn't want any part of that, so he called for the fair catch. Van Willen had to let up and run by him.
Smart decision.
WMU 30, Iowa Valley 24.
Iowa Valley down to WMU 30-24. Updating some scores around the league here. Ball far side, two backs, handoff to the outback here. He's going to be met at the line of scrimmage. Van Willen then standing him up. Rest of the defense bringing him down. Black in on the rush. Rush off right tackle. He was met by Van Wielden there at the line of scrimmage. Got about a half yard. We're going to call second and 9 ball on the Warrior 40-yard line. Got 3:34 to go here in the third quarter.
Eakin and Sigourney Kyoto tied up in the fourth quarter at 21-all.
21-all. Eakin coming back. Ball far side, two backs behind Carlson. That was a handoff, got flat play. Carlson stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Carlson's so big, I tell you, he fell forward and gained 2 yards to get back up to the original line of scrimmage.
Score I got for the Oscar Grinnell game, Oskaloosa 26, Grinnell 34.
Okay, so Oskaloosa comes back to score now and make it a one-score game. Philly against the Warriors here. That's going to back them up, give them a second down and close to 19.
Well, that's going to be a
hold of Philly on the Warriors. Warriors, second 19 here for the Warriors with 3:12 to go. Warriors up 39-0 over North Mahaska.
Colorado 0, Washington 7.
Washington 7, 0 over Colorado. Is that game in the second half? Probably third quarter?
Third quarter.
Third quarter action there for Pella and Washington. Second 20, ball back on the 29-yard line. The Warriors, ball far side. Two receivers near side, slot both sides.
That's up the Washington.
Blake and a little pistol set here. Blake's going to roll right side. Ben Wilden makes it around. Ben Wilden grabs his jersey, breaks him down. About the 25-yard line. Ben Wilden in on the stop. So lose four on that one for the Warriors. That's going to bring up a third down. Ball on the Warrior 26. Third and 25 here for the Warriors. 2:30 to go. Third and 23, we're going to call with 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 39-0 over the Warhawks. Van Wilden, he had a guy hanging on him. He was able to reach out and grab the jersey of Blake and pull him down there in the backfield. Ball middle of the field. Again, they got two receivers near side, slot receiver far. Blake with Carlson to him. Blake's going to roll out left side here. Carlson, Blake's going to be put down in the backfield. Another tackle for a loss.
By 23.
Hibbler in on the
quarterback. Excuse me, Hibbler.
Hibbler, that's going to bring well back to the Warriors 15. Loss of seven, loss of eight. Loss of six, we'll call it six there. Fourth and a whole lot.
What was it on? Oh, they got to get the 49 for a first down.
Warriors going to have to give the ball back up to their own 49 yard line for a first down, so they're going to line up to punt here. Janicek. Back to front, Gleason and Wanders back about midfield. High snap, Janicek gets it, kicks up, good kick. High kick was short. Left on Wanders. Gleason and Wanders, Gleason fell on it. They both couldn't really figure out who was going for it there, but we do have a flag on the far side of the field here back around where he caught the ball. If this stands, the Warhawks are going to get good field position in the Warrior 49-yard line, close to the 48, but we're going to see what they got here. Penalty's going to be against the Warhawks. That was fourth and a whole lot. Fourth and close to 30.
Linville just scored on Eddyville.
Linville, what's the score at that one, Tom?
Score would be Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 20, Linville, Philly 8.
EBF 20. 20 to Linville, Philly's 8. Linville, Philly, we've got them later on this year on the schedule. They were a ranked team. I think Eddyville was a ranked team as well. They've got to kind of sort it out here and see what they want to do. Looks like the penalty is going to be declined. That's going to be a first down. North Mahaska ball on the Warrior 49-yard line.
49, 48.
First and 10 ball, minute 15 left here in the third quarter. First and 10 ball on the Warrior 49-yard line for the Warhawks. See if we can get on the board. I tell you what, some small victories at this point in time, you know, with only one quarter to go, a quarter and a little over a minute to go. We get in the end zone, four receivers set here for the Warhawks. Ball near side of the field. Richards in the pistol here. Stockton over his right. Richards rolls right. Ball's caught.
Richards.
Nope. Instead for Richards, ball falls incomplete down around the 40. They'll bring up a second 10 here for the Warhawks. Hume on the coverage came in, I think the ball was thrown just a little bit short. It's going to bring up second 10. Clock continues to run here. About 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Second half action for North Mahaska Warhawks here on Friday Night Lights, KIIC, feet number 6. Ball's near side, full receiver set. Full shotgun here. Richards man in motion. Hibbler goes in motion across. Richards comes up. Richards throws. I'm not sure who he was throwing to.
I think he was just trying to get rid of it. He's putting,
Richards rolled up that far side, had a defender in his face, and he let it go. And there wasn't Havelstein coming up to defend that. And that's the end of the first quarter. The ball fell incomplete. We're going to start the fourth quarter with the Warhawks 3rd and 10, ball on the Warrior 49-yard line. In the 39, the Warriors 39, the Warhawks 0. Tell you what, this the Warriors kick in the second half, opening kickoff 77 yards for a score. They get the ball back after a three and out by the Warhawks. They run that one down, and they ride the shoulders of Janicek, Carlson, and Hawken. They just run it off that right tackle, left tackle. Carlson, 6'5" guy, just tough to bring down.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to go up somebody that size. I mean, being 6 foot, like, you know, I'm only 6 foot, and you know, another 5 inches. You know,
yeah, giving up 5 inches. I know I wouldn't go against him if he was coming around the corner. He met, I think it was Hibbler, or no, it was Wanders. He met Wanders right there at the goal line. He just ran right over him. So
yeah,
tough first three quarters. We'll see if we can find a bright spot here for North Mahaska. They take over, they've got the ball, third down, in the good old bat on the Warrior 49-yard line, starting off the fourth quarter.
I got
39-0 the Warriors. What you got, Tommy?
I got a final score of Pekin, 21. And
Lindell
Sigourney Kyoto, 27.
So Sigourney Kyoto over Lindell, 27-21.
No, Pekin.
Oh, Pekin. Meek, 27-21. Seth Richards screen up to Stockdale. Stockdale gets away from a defender up past the 45-yard line.
That was good.
Got a flag in the backfield. He got a pretty good hit on Richards. I think they're going to maybe say he got him just a little late.
Yeah, Pekin came back. Or Sigourney Kyoto came back and beat Pekin.
He can win that one. Ferguson in on
face mask.
Oh, Ferguson in the backfield with Richards, and they're going to call Ferguson there for the face mask. As Richards got the throw out, Sarko caught the ball right the line of scrimmage, moved up for about 3 yards. But that face mask penalty is going to move it up, give him a third down and short, about 3rd and 3 here for the Warhawks. Ball on the near side of the field, Warhawks are going to be moving from left to right. As you face your radio, they're going to wind the clock with 11:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors leading this one 39-0. Four receiver set, shotgun, Stockdale back, Richards right. High snap, but down, Stockdale got it. Stockdale's going to go off left tackle, going to pass the 40, down to 35, down to the 32. That's going to be enough for a first down. Stockdale took a little inside handoff. That's the one thing with that four receiver set. You got to respect the pass. That spreads out, spread the Warrior defense and gives Stockdale the opportunity to run a little bit there inside the tackle. 11-11 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Warriors up 39-0 over the Warhawks. 1st and 10 for Warhawks with 11 minutes to go.
I see some life coming back.
That's been the story of this Warhawk team. Four receivers, snap, got a man deep, but overthrew him by about 5 yards.
That was Rutledge right there.
Rutledge running on the left sideline. Richards had him. He just had him about 5 yards too far out in front of him. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 here for the Warriors with 10:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you know, that's been the story this season. We showed a little bit of life early on in the first quarter last week against GMG. Came back, made it exciting there at the end, a one-touchdown game in the first two games. Well, playing at home, you know, got down early, but then in the fourth quarter we ran this four-receiver set. We're able to move the ball a little bit, score late, and then have a chance and ended up dropping the ball fourth down. But four-receiver, 2nd and 10, man goes in motion the far side. So 3 receivers. Little bubble screen just out of the reach of Stockdale. And Stockdale stepping out of the backfield into the flat on that far side. Carlson defending it on that one.
Yeah, against Bell Plain.
We got a flag on the field here on the short side.
Against Bell Plain, they did some quick slants right down the middle.
Yep. Yep, quick slants and quick outs out into the flat, and we're able to a little sort of. So they're going to call North Mahaska for an illegal shift here. They had the Bortel, I think, went into motion here near side to far side in front of Richards. They're going to call him for an illegal shift. So Warriors are going to decline that penalty. That will bring up a 3rd and 10 with 10:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 39-0. Four receiver set. Richards back in the shotgun. Stockdale to his right. Bortel and Wanders here on the near side. Warrior defense, a lot of yelling. Ball thrown deep.
Almost picked up.
Richards had a lot of pressure right in his face as he's taken out by Carlson, passing tennis for Bortel. They're getting Carlson, that 6 foot five of body of Carlson coming through the line. They kind of let him through, thinking maybe they could run a screen there. That was deep for Bortello and about 10 yards out in front of him. So it's going to bring up a fourth down, 4th and 10 with 9:25 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, even since my
wife's daughter. It's one of the downsides when you get to this point and really have to score quick, you know, some drop passes and for a line here, a third long or fourth long. Stockdale picks up the blitz. Rich has got a man across the middle. Ball's going to fall in front of Kohler.
Turnover on downs.
That was fourth down. Richards had Kohler coming across there. Stockdale was able to pick up the blitzing man off the far side. That's going to give the Warriors the ball first and 10 with 8:49 to go here in the third quarter, leading this one 39-0 over the Warhawks. Waco looking to pick up their first win of the season here.
That is a Blakesburg final over Lindsay Fellows,
20-8. The Rockets down there, the Rockets getting the win here tonight. Waco's going to call a timeout here with 8:32 to go here in the fourth quarter, leading this from 39-0 over the Warhawks. Tell you what, it's just been one of those, like I told you earlier, I talked to Coach Eric this week, and just really trying to put four good quarters together. And I tell you what, tonight, Tommy, I don't know if we put a good quarter together at all. It just seems like, you know, mental errors, turn the ball over on downs, bad snaps early, you know, that transition, especially when you're running shotgun. I was a center in high school, and, you know, it's one of those things we kind of take for granted, the transition between the center and the quarterback. But if you can't get that one right, it really leads to some ruckus in the backfield for them trying to follow
them. I can see that happening. I only played 1 year of football. That was quarterback in seventh grade, so, and I was a quarterback, so.
Warriors get the ball there. Hand off to the up man. Then if the line of scrimmage and driven back.
Looks like we got a loss on the play.
Maybe lost the one close to the line of scrimmage. Got to bring up a second 10. Is that Black on the carry? Black on the carry. Back to the line of scrimmage. Second 10. We're getting down about 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 8:08 to go. Ball on the Warhawk 32-yard line.
Hibbler on the top.
Hibbler in on the tackle.
Looks like it.
Ball middle of the field. Receiver far side, fly receiver near, two backs behind Blake. Blake takes the snap, hands off to the up back. He's met at the line of scrimmage, driven back. Ben Williams in there. Paul Peter's in there. Paul Peter met him in the hole and driven backwards. Ben Williams was able to get in on it.
Wander's even got in on it.
Wander's coming in there late. So, yeah, it seems like there's a little frustration kind of set in with the Warhawks right now. It's going to bring up a 3rd-and-9 ball up on the Warhawks 33-yard line with 7:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hey, you know, and it doesn't feel like the Warhawks have played an awful game, but some of the scores that the Warriors have had have been quick scores. They've had short fields, one or two plays, the kick return. I mean, doesn't take long to those add up.
No, it doesn't.
Greg Stapp here, taking out the far side. He's been in the backfield by
Ben Wilde.
Ben Wilde and Paul Peter. Evans took the direct snap there from center, driven back. That'll be a loss of... Loss of 6, maybe 7. That's going to bring up a 4th and 15 for the Warriors. 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. So it seems about every play we've called, Ben Wilden and Paul Peter have been there on the stop. They've been very active on the defensive side tonight.
Especially in the second half.
Snap for the punt up. Gets the ball down.
Jason punt.
Good kid. Gleason. Drops it. Picks it up. About the 40-yard line, makes it back up to the 45, 5-yard return on that one. Well, that's another one. We just had a tough time catching the ball out of the air. Seems like between the punts and the kickoffs, the Stockton had a couple of them early, ball through his hands. It's just been very tough instead of catching and taking off.
Well, this half,
final score, Winfield 30, Iowa Valley 24.
Well, this half, Richards is 0-for-10 for passing.
0-for-10. Haven't completed a pass yet. We got 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball far side of the field, three backs behind Richards. Richard's going to hand off to Stockdale. Stockdale left past the 45, up to the 46. Gain of a yard. That's going to bring him second and nine with 5:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Bay Haskell taking the ball here left to right as you face the as you face your radio dial. Second and nine, ball on the Warhawk 46-yard line.
Warhawks need to get something started.
Tell me just to save a little face on this one. It would be nice to get in the end zone here late. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got a man here over through Wanders here on the near side. Taylor Richards just doesn't seem like he's going to dive in here in the fourth quarter. Has yet to complete a pass here in the second half. They're at third and nine for the Warhawks. 5:13 to go. Ball on the Warhawk 46-yard line.
And with high school football, clock continues to run after a certain score.
Yeah. Four receivers, shotgun. Richards gets back. He's got a man out. Oh, five ball's incomplete. Hazeltine. Hazeltine in on the coverage. He kind of threw that one up for grabs. Hazeltine could have made a snack for that one.
Well, he had a 6'5" defensive player.
Carlson coming out of there. Who was that? That was Ferguson. Ferguson, 6'4" Ferguson coming off this left side in Richard's face. So fourth and nine, 4:25 to go. Four receiver set, shotgun. Richards takes the snap. A stag on the flat. He waits. Lines up.
Got it.
He got it connected down to the 40-yard line.
85.
Kohler makes the reception down to 40. Kohler with a 15-yard reception. That's going to give a first and 10. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Richards had a little bit of time, stepped up, put a good throw on it. Kohler right in his chest. Great pass. Made a good catch. That seems like about every other pass we've had tonight. The receivers had to make a dive or really make a move. He had that one right on the numbers. So first and 10, four receivers set here. Shotgun, man in motion going across the far side. Three receivers far. Stockdale down in the flats. Stockdale left line of scrimmage moving forward for a yard. Little kind of bubble screen out to Stockdale coming out of the backfield. He's going to pick up a yard on that and give a second and nine with 3:24 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I do believe. Second half is the first time that we've gotten first downs. We've got two first downs this whole drive.
In the second half for the Warhawks. Second and nine, ball on the Warrior 39-yard line. We're moving down inside 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 39-0 over the Warhawks. Richards up under center. Two backs behind him. He's going to drop back. Double move on the outside. Overthrowing Wanders.
I think Wanders lost it up in the...
Waters had kind of a quick double move. He moved inside and then made a run for that inside pylon and just overthrew him by about 10 yards. Hazeltine in on the defense there for the Warriors. 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 39-0. Third and nine to go for the Warhawks. To get in the end zone to save a little bit of face here, I think, would be a minor victory for the Warhawks here tonight. Pretty long bus ride from New Sharon down here to Waco High School. Four receiver set. Take it up inside. Richard's going to tuck it and keep it up past the 40, down to the 35. Janicek in on the stop. It's going to bring up a fourth down and close to six. We took a consensus up here in the booth, and we're all saying fourth and five, so we'll go with that. 1:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fourth down, four receivers set. Richards in the shotgun. Richards going to run left side. Richards pass intended for Rutledge. Richard with pressure in his face let that one go early before Rutledge had a chance to make his move.
Rutledge couldn't tell who that was for. Threw it in between two Warhawks.
He did. I think it was over the head of Rutledge, but... Clock continues to run. We're inside a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. They turn the ball over on downs as the Warhawks. Warhawks look like they're going to go scoreless here in game number three. Warhawks are going to drop to 0-3 on the season. We've got a home game coming up here next week. Back in New Sharon, we've got English Valley's North English coming to town. as the Warhawks have a look to get their first win of the season. Get down inside a minute here. Warriors are going to come to the ball first and ten, ball on their own 35-yard line. Lick under center. Takes a snap, hand off to the up back. He's driven back. That man Rothen was in there.
Rothen's in there as quarterback.
Rothen's in there as quarterback. Black with a handoff. He was met the line. Somebody's got it. Van Wilden driven back and down. So it's a loss of one on that play. It's going to be second 11. 35 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter.
Looks like
Lakeland the Warriors.
They're giving some freshmen some time.
Giving some of the other, with the 39-0, giving some other kids a chance to play here. They're going to snap one more time here. Pitch right on this one. Ball's brought down right about the line of scrimmage for no gain.
George.
12 seconds to go. That's going to run off the clock here in the fourth quarter. Waco's going to get another one on the season with a 39-0 victory over the Warhawks. Warhawks dropping to 0-3. Just a rough night overall, you know, Tommy. They're going to line up and shake hands here with us. Sportsmanship-wise, one of the great things about Iowa high school football, lining up in the handshake at the end of the game. 39-0, you know, just the Warhawks couldn't get anything going tonight. Mental errors on the snap, drop snaps on punts, drop snaps on the shotgun formation early on led to some quick and easy scores for the Warriors. The Warriors added the second half kickoff, taking 77 yards to the house for a score early in that second half. And Warhawks just never could get anything going tonight.
Yeah, Warhawks only got 33 yards total for the second half.
Only 33 offensive yards for the Warhawks.
And
I think we played a quarter and a half before we had a completion between Richards and one of his receivers.
Yeah.
Credit the big guys on that Waco defensive line for putting pressure on
him. No, under 100 yards. Under 100 yards for the whole game.
Under 100 yards of offense for North Mahaska here. So we're Wendell Campbell, your neighbor State Farm agent, bringing you Warhawk football. Final score 39, Waco 39, the Warriors, the Warhawks 0. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. We're going to be coming to you from New Sharon, North Mahaska High School next week as English Valley comes to town. I remind you to stay tuned tonight on KIIC 96.7 as we'll be bringing you the locker room show from the White Buffalo and Alvia immediately following our game here. We're going to talk to the coaches. We'll call in. You can hear us recap the game here tonight. Against the Warhawks, being dropped by the Warriors, 39-0. Wendell Campbell, Tommy Jenkinson, we hope you enjoyed listening to as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. So, like the kids, kiss your mama, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, hopefully you'll tune in.